Hey Bulldogs, it's Nina Viglianti, and welcome to this week's episode of Beyond the Tassel. I am a sport and exercise physiology major of DeSales Class of 2025, and I am excited to be hosting this podcast with the purpose of reconnecting with our alumni and informing DSU students about the endless possibilities beyond graduation. Get ready to be inspired by our stories of our alumni and learn valuable insights from their career journeys. Now it's time to introduce this week's guest. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Beyond the Tassel. Today, I am here with Lauren. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Nina. Hi, everyone. My name is Lauren Karch. I am a graduate class of 2012 with a marketing degree from DeSales. I was actually a double major in marketing and business management with a bio minor. I know, super random. I switched my major a few times, wasn't exactly sure where I would end up. And I'll say the comical part was for a semester, I was a pharmaceutical marketing major, but wasn't sure I wanted to go down that path. Long story short, 12 years later, I now work in pharmaceuticals. So I ended up graduating with a degree in, like I said, marketing and business management. Didn't stick with the pharm marketing because I thought that might kind of stick me down one specific path. Now I know with my experience that you can really do anything with your career, anything with your degree. And so excited today to dig in a little bit deeper to my career path, how I ended up where I am, and how DeSales really impacted that experience.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't know you were that many majors. How did you navigate that?
Yeah, so I'll give you the quick background. So when I looked at schools, when I was in high school, I looked at schools that had dance majors or minors. I ended up applying to two schools. That was DeSales and Ursinus. I still don't know how exactly you pronounce it. And when I visited DeSales, I fell in love with the campus. I fell in love with just the feeling of being on campus. Everyone was so warm and welcoming, and the campus is gorgeous. I liked that it was a little bit of a smaller campus versus obviously like state schools are much, much larger. And it was just it. I knew as soon as I got on campus that DeSales was for me.
Yeah, I understand that because that's exactly how I was when I came to campus, even though I was impacted a little bit by COVID. Like I went to do my official visit. I'm on the cross country and track team. So I met the coaches and I was like, this is it. Like, this is what I want to do. So
I love that.
I'm hearing a lot from a lot of the people I've also talked to that said, yeah, when I came onto campus, like it felt like home.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And I'll give you the quick. So when I enrolled at DeSales, I actually enrolled as sport and exercise science major, which I now believe it's sports physiology.
That's my major. Something.
Cool. Amazing. Yes.
It's sport and exercise physiology, but it used to be sport and exercise science and then changed the name. But yes, that's what I am right now.
Is Father Byrne still there?
Yes, he is. I believe he's still teaching some of the upper level classes, like the 400 levels, which I'm taking next year. So
awesome. Yeah. So I started as that major, quickly realized it wasn't exactly the right fit for me. And that's when I switched for one semester to pharm marketing. And then I realized, I'm not really sure that this is exactly what I want either. That's where I ended up switching to marketing and business management double major, which is pretty common to double major. And then I kept the couple science courses and I took the additional three courses. I think it was anatomy, AMP 1 and 2, and some other course that I was required for a bio minor, just in case I wanted to go back into something healthcare related. Mm-hmm. So that was really my idea of why I studied the double business, but also keeping that bio minor to have the prereqs in case I wanted to go do something in healthcare.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people do that right now, is that they either have a minor for something they want just in case, or something they want to concentrate in. Like when they're in their final stages of figuring out what they want to do.
Exactly.
I think that's really helpful for anyone, really. I don't have a minor, but because our major, it's there's a lot going on. So I've just decided to just stick with that. But a lot of people do that.
Amazing.
Yeah. So when you were at DeSales, did you have any internships or externships or shadowing opportunities that you got to do through either career development or through your program that really was stood out to you and said to you, this is what I want to do when I grow up?
Yeah, excited to share my path, because I think when you're a student, you don't realize, and people will tell you this, but you don't realize it until you experience it yourself. You think you're going to study this major, you're going to do this thing, and it's going to be A to B, real simple, and that's not at all how it happens for most of us. I won't say everyone, but for most of us. And so I had 3 different internships. And so my first internship was with Northwestern Mutual, the one, I think they're still a location in Center Valley by the promenade. And that was my first. I was essentially like an administrative assistant of some sort to a wealth management advisor. So that was really just administrative work supporting him in that role. That got my feet wet to then help me get other internships. So that was my first one. My second one, it was called, I don't know if they're still called this, but it was called 3S Consulting Group, criticalcarecareers.com, woundcarecareers.com. It was essentially a consulting company. There were three other employees and me. So it was a whole like experience just working for a small consulting company. I was technically a marketing and sales associate, but it was an internship. And I did that over the summer. And then I also went back during winter break and then realized sales wasn't really, you know, for me. But again, I'm tying into like healthcare, right? Which is so funny to bring me to today. I didn't see it at the time, but I'll get to where I am today. But that was, you know, related to healthcare. And then my third internship was with Grandview Hospital working in HR. So I was an HR assistant, HR associate, doing a whole type of different things. They really just needed a lot of support with front desk and orientation and badging and, you know, filing and sorting and, you know, data entry, those types of things. So I would say my experience was kind of a across the board in all different areas, right? A finance company, a consulting company, and then for a Grandview, a hospital health system. So and in an HR capacity. And so I really still didn't know exactly what I wanted to do when I graduated. And I want to say that out loud because that's okay. When I reflected upon my experience, I was thinking about two different things. A, do I want to go into healthcare? Like, do I want to pursue something else? Or B, I was a student leader at DeSales. I was involved in many, many different things from student government. I worked in admissions. I did catering. I was a peer tutor. I was in choir, dance team. Like, I'm forgetting many other things. Oh, I was my favorite thing. How did I forget this? I was peer mentor. Best job in the world. Loved that. I worked closely with Nick Lushko, who's there, Kristen Eichholz in the Career Center. Anyway, I was extremely involved and I loved it. And so I ended up pursuing higher education. So I ended up starting a job at Drexel University. I worked at Drexel for 9 years, got my master's degree, got a couple of certificates, and ended up going the higher ed route, which is interesting. Wasn't anything I knew I wanted. It was something I thought, you know what? I reflected on my experience and I said, I love being a student leader. I love helping students learn and grow and understand what they can do with their career path, which led me to a couple of different positions in higher education, starting in faculty affairs, and I would say really like onboarding, operations, compliance, contracts, onboarding. And then I moved into an academic advising role. So I know if any students listening to this, I was an academic advisor, and then I was a career advisor, and then I led alumni career services, lifelong learning, professional networks. So I did all things career development, meaning I still supported alumni in their career paths, but I did more so the programming side. So I did a lot of program building or event building in relation to networking events or career panels or just guest speakers, bringing in faculty or alumni who are experts in a certain area. I did events at different corporations where we had alumni to connect students and alumni to each other, right, to build those networks. So it was a really, really fun position. My last job in alumni career services, leading me to where I'm at today. I ended up actually leaving higher education after 9 years, switched gears. I'm now in the corporate world and I work for a women's health pharma company called Organon. And I do learning and development work for the company. It's been about close to 2.5 years now. And so my main purview is the onboarding program, onboarding process. I support people managers. So, you know, anyone who has a direct report, helping them understand, you know, how they can be their best selves, you know, best supporting their teams. What else? We've got different learning development programs for high performing teams. We have, of course, compliance training, which is just kind of the foundation, right? To run the company, yeah. You have to have that in place. I'm trying to think of what else. We've done like a PBO mentor program. I'm part of our ERG. So it's been really fun to see. I share all of this because you never know where you're going to end up. And I brought it up in the beginning, which is funny. I didn't want to, you know, stick to the farm marketing major, which I had for a semester, as I was afraid I would be, you know, kind of stuck in farm marketing, which we know is not the case. But as a student, you know, that was my thought. And now I'm working in a pharma company, which I just think is so funny. You never know where you'll end up. Mm-hmm. But I hope that's some assurance that like, just go with it. Like you'll figure it out as you go. You're not going to ever have all the answers. No one does. Right.
Right.
And you learn, and this was something I learned early on, but you learn a lot from what you don't like, right? So like, if you're not sure, try it and then you'll know, right? That's the only way you'll know, is if you take action and you try it.
Yeah.
So I hope that helped kind of share how I got to where I am today, and that I really just took advantage of and said yes to a lot of different opportunities to learn and figure out what are my strengths, what am I good at, but also what do I enjoy doing, right? What are my strengths? And so, yeah, I hope that helps anyone who's listening.
Yeah, I didn't know you were so involved. That's awesome. I'm also in the choir too right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
Amazing.
I'm also involved a lot. I'm a career ambassador. I am on the women's cross country and track and field team. I'm also in choir. I do a lot. But when you get involved in school, it kind of drives you to keep moving forward with what you're studying or what you're learning. And even if you don't know where you're ending up, like you have want to have that good experience in college, so then you do enjoy the process, and then you can enjoy post-graduation. I believe that's one of the biggest things, is enjoy where you can be while you're learning and then go from there.
Absolutely. And you never know where your network will take you. You know, that
Right.
one job or activity or, you know, whatever you engaged in could be a connection to something that you didn't think about, you know,
Yeah.
whether that's now or whether that's like 10, 20 years from now. I know that probably sounds very extensive, like, wow, that far out, but like, you never know where your connections will take you. So like you said, enjoying what you're doing and leaning into the things that bring you joy can really, you know, you'll figure it out along the way, but just enjoying where you're at in the moment can be really helpful. And it's hard, I think, as a student, right? You're like, I want to prepare for the future and I want to do all these things and I want to make all the right moves. And I think sometimes, at least for me, I'll speak on my own behalf, but you can get overwhelmed with trying to make the right decisions and trying to know everything that's going to happen in the future. We're not, you know, that's not possible. So I completely agree with you. Like, doing all the things that bring you joy, that you're excited about, you're interested in, can help you figure out the next step, just one step at a time.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Like, you just want to have that good experience in college so then you can really be focused and motivated. I think being a part of a lot of things actually helps me get motivated to have a set schedule during the day, and then figuring out, okay, what can I do during the day to figure out how I can finish projects, or when I have practice, and then what time I have afterwards, when I have to go to choir and sing and then go back to my room and blah, blah, blah. Like, you want to just have either a set schedule and then figure out, okay, how can I lean into this? But also, while getting help from professors and mentors and career development center and things like that, you definitely want to have time to figure out, okay, how can I do this? And then how can I involve it with this? Like, that's how you said too, with all of the things that you were involved with as well.
And you said it beautifully, like, lean on your people, lean on your resources. There's so many resources at DeSales. Lean on that, you know, talk to people. They'll help you along the way. I love
Yeah.
that.
So for your job, do you believe that when you were doing your job search for your new job, especially, like, were there things that were like surprising to you? Is your job different with the things that you do compared to your older jobs and like the experiences?
Yeah, so, and let me know if I'm understanding your question correctly. So I had to really tweak my resume to fit the new job. I had to draw the connections, right? And so we hear about this all the time, and I think this is a great question to ask me, particularly because I did switch industries, and I did, while there were a lot of similar, you use this terminology all the time in career services, but transferable skills, right? And I'm sure, you know, that's something that you work in a career center, you've heard of. And we hear this, right? You have the transferable skills, you know, you have them, but you have to draw the connections for the person on the other end of the interview, right? Like, you have to show them through telling the story, through explaining. So what I did, because it was pretty different, you know, the terminology was different, it's a different industry. So I did have to tweak my resume like multiple times, right? Like, a resume is never, okay, it's done. Like, we're constantly evolving it, and you should change it depending on the job you're applying to. And so what I did was I networked, and I did, we still call them informational interviews, conversations, right? I think sometimes people get overwhelmed by, oh, an interview. Reach out to people, have conversations, ask them about their job, ask them, you know, what they love, what they don't love, ask them, you know, the challenges they're facing, you know, just have a candid conversation. And that led me to really understanding the industry better and understanding how I could change some of the terminology in my resume to better fit what they were looking for. And now the simple answer to that is, like, look at the job description, right? And pull words from that to match your resume, especially because some companies use like AI, right? And literally the robot is going to look for the terminology. which can be hard sometimes, you know, using the job description, but also using the people who are in the jobs you're looking to move into, talking to them so that the terminology that they're using, you're kind of embedding in your brain as well. And it becomes a little bit more natural to just use that terminology if it's not, you know, so common for you to typically use. By talking to the people who are doing that work, it's helping you kind of assimilate that into your regular terminology. So that really helped me because I was using, and it's very similar, but I was using terminology, for example, like content expert, but in corporate world, they use SME, subject matter expert, same thing. It's the same exact thing, right? But, and that's, you know, maybe not the best example, but that was the first thing that came to mind of like simple things like that can go a long way of you using the right terminology so that the person on the other end understands, you know what you're talking about and that you can do the job. Yeah. So I hope that helps. Yeah, it takes time. It's not going to be, you're going to meet with one person and go, okay, yeah, I got it. I'm good. Your resume and how you speak about the work you do, it's going to evolve and shape. And I think just being open and doing the work, like you said, to use your resources, use your network to learn and grow as you go along is really the best, I would say, advice that I could ever give.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my last question. What is the best advice that you could give to students, but especially in your career field? Like, what is something, especially in your field that you're in right now, or in your past field, like what is something that you can speak on that was like the best thing that you've heard from somebody, or like your best advice?
I think my best advice at this point in my life, I've learned to follow your heart. I know that sounds so simple, but in a world where we, and this feels a little contradictory to like, talk to people and get all these opinions and get all this advice. But I think at the end of the day, then use all that as data, right, that you have. And then at the end of the day, go with what makes sense and feels right to you, because you're going to have all different people giving you all different advice of like, oh yeah, you should do this. Oh yeah, you should do that. And they're giving the best advice from their point of view, right? They're trying to help you. But at the end of the day, if that doesn't feel right to you, or if that's not something you really want to do, don't do it, right? So, and I think that can be hard sometimes when, you know, you might look up to the person or, you know, and really respect the person and you want to follow maybe a path that makes sense to this other person or that seems like the sure way of doing things. But at the end of the day, I would say just following your gut, following your intuition of what feels right and feels good to you, it would be my best advice. And sometimes that's hard. And I'm learning as I get older, as I mature, as I, you know, grow up, if you will, I learned that that's like the best path to fulfillment and really feeling good and aligning a life towards something that, you know, fills my cup and makes me happy at the end of the day.
I agree. That was really well spoken. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. This was fun. Thank you so much for inviting me to do this. This was great.
Yeah. And is it okay if I link your LinkedIn into our description so people know? Like,
Please. Perfect. I would love that.
Okay, perfect. So then you can find Lauren's LinkedIn on our description. And again, thank you so much for talking to me today. I really appreciate it. And I gained a lot of insight. And I really hope that whoever's listening also feels the same way.
Thank you so much. Please keep in touch.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much again. Thank you once again for tuning into today's episode of Beyond the Tassel. It is our honor to present the success stories of our DeSales alumni via podcast. If you're a DeSales alumni and would like to be a guest on the show, you can contact Melanie.Vallone at DeSales.edu. And if you are currently a DeSales student and would like to connect with an alumni in your field, you can contact Kathy.Krause at DeSales.edu. Until next time, Bulldogs.